Students going back to school are adapting to change and uncertainty. For students with disabilities, adjusting to constant change can be more complicated. Reporter Tressa Versteeg spoke with two students in Maine about how they're navigating school in the time of COVID-19.
In the spring, when the pandemic forced schools to use online learning, the transition was tough for students.
My name is Kawaya Marie Lichterfield. I live in Waterville, Maine.
Kawaya is a 12th grader who attends a public charter school with a hands-on focus and tight-knit community. She especially loved being on stage at her school's open mic nights. Kawaya also has Down syndrome, and it was hard to concentrate while learning at home.
It was really hard to focus on the work you had to do because your parents were just like talking and talking and talking downstairs, and you can't do your work down there.
She learned to be flexible and find a quiet space to work. And one of Kawaya's teachers emailed her every day, which was a huge help. The same was true for a middle schooler in Portland, Maine.
My name is Asher Beckett Gray, or Asher Gray. I am going to be in 7th grade. I play video games, I do my tablet, and I make playthings. It's called clay.
Asher has autism and ADHD. The unpredictability and lack of structure at the start of the pandemic were a challenge. So his mom worked with the school to make sure he got the support that he'd had at school in person.
I actually worked with Ms. Farrell on Zoom. She honestly basically helps me almost every day.
But Asher said some of the changes weren't so bad, like not having to choose a new outfit each day and adjusting school hours to be more manageable.
Home learning was pretty cool. I actually had, we ended the day around 12.
Both Kawaya and Asher schools have adopted hybrid models of online and in-person learning. At first, Asher wanted to be completely remote, but then he realized some things were better at school, like eating pizza in the cafeteria and gym class, though he's not sure about playing tag.
There's contact, and I'm pretty sure that you're not supposed to do that during quarantine with people that don't even live with you, so probably highly unlikely.
Kawaya's been back for a couple weeks, and she's thrilled. Her teachers are like family. But some things, like wearing a mask and social distancing, are certainly different.
We can't give them hugs or high fives quite yet, not until this thing is going away.
She also said these changes are worth it to be in person again. Asher agrees. He started school September 14th, and the changes are important to getting back his primary concern, Halloween.
The thing I'm worried about is, Halloween. Maybe if we wear masks, maybe we did a bit of social distancing, we could do Halloween.
Whether or not Halloween or hugging can happen this year, Kawaya and Asher think returning to school in person, at least part of the time, is a step in the right direction. And when more changes come, they'll adapt again. For NPR News, this is Tressa Versteeg.